You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, did Corey send me an email that just says Woody Harrelson dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
I have not read it yet,
but I will.
Was a hitman.
Oh my gosh.
So I think that, like, I found that out while he was doing Natural Born Killers or whatever, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, that checks out. All right, so baseball. At the break, wanted to talk about a variety of things. We still got a couple of days until we get back into action, Rangers and Tigers, which, by the way, I believe G-Bag Nation will be doing their show out at Globe Life Field on Friday. And then tomorrow, the Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour trucks on in Richardson. If you want to go up there, I believe they're going to have tumblers to give away. All right, who is your AL MVP of the half year?
I guess it's going to be Cal Raleigh with the way that he's going about things.
That one person's going to be mad at you.
Did you see that his dad hit him with a ball in the home run derby?
Oh, no.
Yeah, his dad was pitching to him and he hit him in the elbow.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh. It's funny, though.
Well, that's not what you want.
But he ended up winning anyway.
All right.
So maybe it just sparked him.
The Athletic thinks that your answer is stupid.
Okay.
Actually, they said he's the runner-up, so they don't really think it's stupid.
I guess, oh, so Aaron Judge.
But they're going to say Aaron Judge.
I've got Aaron Judge fatigue.
Is like the voter fatigue that Alec was talking about earlier. Yeah. Well, that aside, Aaron Judge did get the nod here from The Athletic with Cal Raleigh being second. But I believe it was John Morosi who was on with Sean and RJ. Is like, yeah, Cal Raleigh hits 60 home runs and they make the playoffs or win the division. He's the MVP.
Seems like it.
So yeah. I'll be curious to see how that plays out. All right. So the rest of the top five, it goes Judge 1, Raleigh 2, Tarek Skubal 3, Jeremy Pena 4. So you'll probably be able to guess who the Cy Young is. Jeremy Pena 4 and Bobby Witt Jr. number 5. Who is your NL MVP of the half year?
Feel like it's still Shohei. Like, he's just like, oh yeah, don't forget, I'm the best.
Okay, question then. Do you have Aaron Judge fatigue, but not Shohei fatigue?
No, I don't have Shohei fatigue.
Okay.
Why? I don't know why. Maybe because I don't like the Yankees and I do like the Dodgers a little.
Okay.
I think that's really the only reason why.
All right. It is Shohei Ohtani. We mentioned this yesterday. Pete Crow Armstrong is second for The Athletic. And think about this. When you were talking about what a monster lineup they had yesterday, he was their ninth hitter.
That's so, like, insane to me.
You bookend your lineup with the top two candidates for MVP is amazing. Kyle Tucker, third. Zach Wheeler, fourth. And your guy, James Wood, fifth.
Last night, Kyle Tucker was in left field and your boy was in, Crow Armstrong was in center field. And Tucker, who I don't like because he was a Astro, you know, so I still have, but I'm kind of letting it slide now a little bit. He's a Cub now. But he said he was very nervous out in left field because he hasn't played left field in long, like 6 years. And he was like, it's been a long time since I played. I don't want to mess up for Kershaw, who's on the mound. That was what was important to him, dude. He didn't want to mess up because this is Kershaw's moment. And he didn't want to screw that up. And I got a lot of respect for that.
Now let's get to the least valuable players. Who is the least valuable player in all of the American League? And why do people want to trade him to the Rangers?
Oh, I thought Jock was...
Oh, that's a good answer. There is a Ranger in the bottom three.
And it's not Jock?
Nope. Man, I would replace this player with Jock Peterson for sure. That's a good answer.
Who's the worst team in the American League? It's your guy. The guy you always talk about when it comes to them. It's Luis Robert, isn't it?
Just for the record, I said I do not want to trade for Luis Robert, but you are correct. Luis Robert is the American League LVP. You want to guess who has the worst batting average of any AL hitter with at least 275 plate appearances? You should probably guess Luis Robert, because that is correct. He is hitting a robust 185.
Oh, dude.
And if you're worried, you're like, you know what? Maybe it's a split issue. Not sitting 197 at home and 174 on the road. So I realize those numbers are different, but I'm not going to argue that that has anything to do with it. However, there is this. He has 47 hits this year and 89 strikeouts. So that means he is twice as likely.
Dude, that's miserable.
I know. He is almost twice as likely to strike out up at the plate than he is to hit a home run.
That is miserable.
Do you think I could tell you a stat that's worse?
Yes. Yes, I do, because you're asking me that
way. Smart answer. Luis Robert has led off an inning 60 times this year. 6-0. He has 8 hits.
Why is he allowed to lead off innings?
I think that's probably just the natural order of the lineup.
I would
Why
be like,
is he in the lineup?
Never mind. He's going to go out there. I'd just say, never mind, dude. Just come sit back down. We're taking you out for the game.
All right. I'm a little tired of you bad mouthing
him. We know what's
going
to happen.
Let's talk about when the game really matters. The ninth inning.
There you go.
Luis Robert has been up to the plate 28 times in the ninth inning.
There you go. 28.
He has 3 hits.
3?
And 11 strikeouts.
Oh, my God.
Which means... In the ninth inning.
He's the least clutch?
He is almost, at least more than 3.5, but close to 4 times as likely to strike out than he is to get a hit.
He's unclutchable.
He is unclutchable.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Sending up.
So he leads the way for the AL MVP, followed by, again, not my list. I don't agree with this. Adolis Garcia. I would put Jock Peterson second. And Anthony Rendon, who gets a career achievement award. Kevin, the least valuable player.
Jeff Passan just posted something regarding the Rangers.
Did we get Shohei?
No, we didn't get Shohei.
We didn't trade for Luis Robert, did we?
We traded for Luis. No, we didn't trade for Luis Robert.
Oh, my God.
Would you have changed your tune?
Yeah, I'd have been like,
I love this guy.
Sorry, Hicks, you're canceled. Get CY on the horn.
He's amazing. He's my favorite player, actually.
Every question would be, but why?
Is this a cool gesture by the Texas Rangers? The Rangers gave Eovaldi the $100,000 all-star bonus in his contract, even though he didn't make the team.
Yes, I love it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
He deserves it. Absolutely, he deserves it, right?
Yeah. He absolutely does. And look, man, they'll never admit it, and I can never prove it. But in my mind, I've told you this for 3 years now. I think Uvalde takes a rest in the middle of the season so that he can be ramped up for the end of the season. I'm always into sandbagging, all right? I'm always believing that there's a bigger plan. We all figured it out. So I believe that. And if he did, then he couldn't make the All-Star game because he sacrificed that for games in the All-Star game for his team so he could be healthy for them. And so they should give him that $100,000 for that.
Look, and we talked about it. He's only six innings off of being qualified for all these stats, of which he would immediately...
You think that's good for team morale?
Yes, 1,000,000%. Because also, I kind of wonder, I don't know this to be the case whatsoever, but I kind of wonder if Evaldi's like, parties on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the rest of the team.
He's that kind of dude.
Yeah, and you can still have tons of cash left over.
He was the first ever millionaire.
Ooh, maybe.
Well, it was only $100,000.
Now,
send him over. He had 900,000.
Yeah. Did you include for inflation?
Nope. Okay. Why would I?
There you go. Because it just happened. That's a good point. All right. Now, I know you're thinking, well, that's the worst any player could possibly be. Yeah. I present to you.
Oh, my gosh.
The NL least valuable player of the half year. Do I have a really cool rookie card of him that's an autograph patch? Yes. Michael Harris II for the Atlanta Braves. Now, with Luis Robert, I gave you a whole bunch of important numbers. For Michael Harris, I'm going to give you but one string of numbers. And I want you to think about this very carefully. The Braves are known for pitching. I'm going to give you the 1998 slash line of Greg Maddux, the hitter. 240, 278, and 280. Now the slash line of Tom Glavine in 1992. 247, 272, and 286. Hopefully by now you can see where this is going. Now the slash line for the offensively dominant John Smoltz in 1999. 274, 232, and 313. So there's the greatest trio of pitchers in modern time and what they did hitting. Let's compare that to Michael Harris. His slash line is 208, 232, and 313.
Mm.
I would put all of those numbers below John Smoltz, and in some cases, more than 100 points below John Smoltz, and both of those first two numbers are significantly lower than Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine, the pitchers.
Kevin, are these numbers also lower?
Okay.
131, 269, and 238.
Yes.
That's Jock Peterson. What about this one? 150, 225, 225.
Yes.
That's Ezekiel Duran.
Oh, my.
That's a struggle. And then what about this one? 167, 288, 227.
Yes.
Alejandro Osuna.
Oh, my God.
That's your guy right there. He's basically Luis Robert.
Hold on. How many games did he get to play? I'm going to need to defend him.
66 at-bats.
Oh, well, okay. That's... We're not to 100 yet.
28 games.
By the way, if you think that he's getting better, at least, he's not. Michael Harris, since June 1st, is hitting 144, the rest of his slash 157 and 246.
Dang.
The Cy Youngs of the year, you probably could have guessed, Tarek Skubal in the American League, so bravo to him. However, the Athletic has Jacob deGrom in fourth place.
Really?
Yes. Zach Wheeler is the NL Cy Young of the Year, but the award I know you're really waiting for is the Cy Yucks. So the AL Cy Yuck Award goes to Walker Buehler. Now this is...
Dude, he...
Yeah.
Massive payment, obviously, because of what he did in the World Series.
Yes.
I was like, go throw the money at him. I was really like, man, let's go try and figure it out. He has not been good.
And Corey, he only signed a one-year deal. So he signed 1 year, $21.05 million deal. And again, I know 05 sounds dumb in that. Think about this. That's $50,000. All right. His ERA this year, 6.12. His opponent OPS is 856. That is a higher OPS than Bobby Witt Jr. So, you think about it.
One of the best hitters in the game.
Yes. If you're the other team, you would rather Walker Buehler be throwing to your players than Bobby Witt Jr. being the person coming up to the plate. That's how bad he's been this year.
He's bad. He is bad. That's rough, man. That's rough for him.
It really...
And I'm glad we missed on that one.
Yes. Agreed, agreed, agreed. All right. Now, for the NL Cy Yuck of the half year, can you take a wild guess as to what team this player might play for?
Worst team on the National League, Rockies.
Antonio Senzatella.
Yep.
Sorry, Senzatella for the Rockies gets the Cy Yuck Award. Highest opponent batting average. What if I told you a pitcher's opponent batting average and you'd be like, ooh, that's a tough season. What do you think? 270, 280?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Rockies representative is giving up an average opponent's batting average of 354.
Dang.
35%
of the time they're hitting on him.
Yes. Hits allowed per nine innings, 13.8. Strikeouts per nine innings, 4.8.
13, you know, 14 minutes a game.
So he is, again, almost three times as likely to give up a hit than he is strikeouts. If you're wondering how bad that strikeout to hit ratio is, Baseball Reference says only one other full-time starter since 1901 has had a rate that bad.
That's pretty bad.
And that was Les Sweetland in 1930, who gave up 14.6 hits to 1.9 strikeouts per inning. Look,
sounds like more Sweetland to me.
If you're pitching in the Great Depression, I don't think that we should include you.
Why? Wow.
Because he was
just,
too sad.
That's just like you to be like, nope.
Yeah, I don't.
Seats taken.
That's fine. Okay, well, I don't think that's fair. But I will say, if you pitch during the Great Depression, I don't know if your statistics are relevant to today's baseball.
Why?
Because.
First base is 90 feet away.
Yeah.
60 feet, six to the mound.
Yeah.
Everything's the same, basically.
Who got to play in those games?
The players that played baseball games. Are you talking about firemen and plumbers? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was actually going to say
Babe Ruth.
Just white people.
Okay.
But also, they had their funky gloves. Sometimes games just stopped.
They never wore helmets.
Yeah. That one guy got electrocuted and then, or like hit by lightning and kept playing.
One pitcher would just leave the mound and jump on fire trucks to go help out.
Yeah. So, no.
That's Rube Waddell. Go look it up.
If you could just leave the game for your other job.
Then he'd come back and finish. No, it wasn't even his other job. He just did it because he wanted to save puppies.
So, there you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.